News release Timmins Police Service. Despite the fact that the festive ride season has drawn to a close, the Timmins Police Service still views random ride programs as an effective law enforcement tool that is focused on enhancing community safety by locating impaired drivers. During the evening hours of Saturday, February 5, the traffic section of the Timmins Police Service conducted a random ride spot check at the intersection of Riverside Drive and Craig Street. At one point, a vehicle was stopped and it was determined that the license plate affixed to the vehicle had expired in November of 2017. Further investigation determined that the vehicle was not insured and that the driver was currently suspended from driving based on concurrent provincial suspensions. Based on observations made by the Timmins police, the driver was compelled to provide a breath sample at the roadside. As a result of the incident, William Rothwell, 48, of Timmins, has been charged with use plate not authorized contrary to the Highway Traffic Act, novice driver, BAC above zero contrary to the Highway Traffic Act, 2 counts of drive under suspension contrary to the Highway Traffic Act, operate motor vehicle, no insurance contrary to the Compulsory Automobile Insurance Act. The accused was released from police custody on the strength of a summons compelling him to attend at the Ontario Court of Justice in Timmins on March 10 to address the charges laid against him. At the same ride spot check, the driver of a vehicle was interviewed at the roadside and the Timmins police officer made independent observations about the sobriety of the driver. Based on these observations, the driver of the vehicle was arrested after registering a fail on a roadside breath test with the use of an approved screening device, ASD. The driver was taken into custody for the purposes of further intoxilizer breath testing procedures at the police station. As a result of the incident, Natu Kambu Hakaria, 39, of Timmins, has been charged with impaired operation of a motor vehicle contrary to the Criminal Code of Canada, impaired operation of a motor vehicle, concentration in excess of 80 mg of alcohol per 100 milliliters of blood contrary to the Criminal Code of Canada. The accused was released from police custody on the strength of an undertaking compelling him to attend at the Ontario Court of Justice in Timmins on February 22 to address the charges laid against him. Lastly, at the same Riverside Drive ride spot check, a driver of an SUV apparently attempted to avoid the sobriety spot check. This suspicious activity was noted and the vehicle was followed by the Timmins police and a traffic stop was initiated in an Algonquin Boulevard parking lot. The officer made independent observations about the driver's sobriety. Based on these observations, the driver of the SUV was arrested after having registered a fail on a roadside breath test with the use of an approved screening device, ASD. The driver was taken into custody for the purposes of further intoxilizer breath testing procedures at the police station. The driver refused to comply with the lawful breath demand made of him by the arresting officer. As a result of the incident, Marcel Nadeau, 38, of Thunder Bay, has been charged with fail or refuse to comply with demand contrary to the Criminal Code of Canada. The accused was released from police custody on the strength of an undertaking compelling him to attend at the Ontario Court of Justice in Timmins on February 23 to address the charges laid against him. The Timmins Police Service wishes to remind all motorists that ride spot checks are viewed as highly effective and are completely random in nature. Hopefully, this message resonates with all persons who are anticipating weekend or Super Bowl festivities. Planning now for a sober ride home is the best course of action that will remove potential tragedies and any grievous legal entanglements as well.